get ready. It's time to surround yourself with some of the best attractions Central Florida has to offer. It's time for the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast with your hosts, John and Anne Marie Carigliano.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our brotherly time. We're happy giving a taking to the friends we're making. There's nothing we won't do. Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our happy time. This is a festival, you know, a festival. We're here to share it all.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 16 of the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast, bringing you the sights and sounds of Central Florida's world-class attractions and beyond. And I'm your host, John Carigliano. Of course, here's my wonderful wife, Miss Anne Marie.
Hi.
Well, on this week's show, it is back to MegaCon. We are doing our other panel that we got to do, which was the Transformers panel. So this starred Peter Cullen and Frank Welker.
No.
What?
It was the Eeyore and Ray Stantz from the Real Ghostbusters panel.
Okay, it could be that too. Or it could be every voice from your childhood on Saturday morning cartoons. So, a little backstory here. I got to do a VIP package of getting to meet Peter Cullen and Frank Welker. And Frank Welker.
Ray Stantz.
Okay. And one of the little stipulations was we were able to get guaranteed admittance into the panel that was after the meet and greet. So, luckily, Anne-Marie was able to actually record this entire thing. Again, great job, Anne-Marie.
I know. I'm awesome.
And, it was basically like a 30-minute panel, and they kind of went straight into Q&A, and maybe I might have been the last question of the panel. You'll just have to wait and listen. Emery, do you have anything to add?
Well, this was a little bit different than the other panels we went to. The other panels we went to had like an interview section and then the Q&A, but with this one, it was just a Q&A because I think they knew all of you nerds were there.
Yeah, most likely. I will say there were some very interesting questions. I think mine was the most thought out, which, again, full transparency, I have my wife to thank for that. I had the basis of like what I wanted to ask, but she was able to completely flush out exactly how to ask it, and I think it came over pretty well. So with that, we're going to jump right on into the Transformer panel at MegaCon 2024.
The most influential science fiction. How are we doing today?
Woo! Woo! I believe you. I actually understand your excitement. I believe all of it. I feel that energy. So here's the thing. We are going to truncate this panel down a little bit. So it's going to be 30 minutes hard stop, okay? So what that means is you guys are getting first dibs on asking questions right away. So I'm going to ask very carefully.
Get up.
Good job. Now remember, I said 30 minutes of bouncing back and forth. There's going to be a point where I'm going to have to be mad now, okay? Don't get mad at me.
I do want to see first.
All right? So let me tell you, I said that to a girlfriend once. She didn't get it. I had to cut her off. You don't know the universal agreement. You're done. Absolutely. So I guess we got some Transformer fans. Considering the range of products that these two gentlemen have done, like, we could talk about everything, anything, and it would all make sense. They're not back there yet, so I'm going to ask, are you guys having a great show? Have you had a great show?
So one of the things I like to ask is this anyone's first Comic-Con ever? Make some noise for those guys. Please, please. Come back, you can come back and hang out with us some more. Yeah, you might as well. Absolutely. One of us. Is this anyone's first MegaCon? Definitely welcome. If it's your first show, of course it's your first MegaCon. But no, definitely welcome. We're super excited to have you guys here. And literally, you're in like one of the best spaces and places of all time. When it comes to panels, this is my secret. Don't tell my boss I told you guys this. Panels are the secret value of Comic-Con, right? And this is the place where you can get such a great experience. You hear stories, things that you never hear about some of your favorite projects and some of the great minds behind those projects. So if you are new to Comic-Cons, go to the panels. Like, you'll get all the things. How many of you guys have been to panels all weekend? Woo! Tell me the truth.
Yep.
So, all the newbies, follow suit, okay? Go to panels, it's amazing. While we are waiting, it looks like we have a couple minutes. I'm just curious, have you guys had any particular special experience with folks that you've gotten to meet that just kind of blew your mind?
Yeah.
All right, I like that. Chatter was great. Chatter is great. Like, that's actually what chatter means in French, is greatness. So, I didn't know that. Yeah. It is literally the reason why I do this. I met him, like, okay, so this is funny. I was walking through the autograph area, and this young lady runs up to me and she goes, "Wait, are you Keith David?" We do both have hats. That is true. But I am not Keith David. Don't say that again. Like, it was one of those situations. It was so sweet. She was so earnest. She was like, "I already have a great hat." I'm like, "He does, not me." It's a picture of him right there. But he's absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Jean-Claude Esposito, another hat guy. Woo! So sweet.
It's centered.
You said Ewan McGregor?
It's centered. I understood what you said.
I saw pictures from the event last night for him and Aiden, and it made me cry. Just the pictures alone. Okay, I don't know. Okay. Did he come out and say hello there? Wait, what? 3,000 people missed him?
I found not able to that property. We had no line set up. People got into the back of it. They cut him off. We had a staffer yelling at us. That was not the time.
Well, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to make up for that right now to make sure that this panel is a wonderful experience that you absolutely enjoy. I will say this. To the benefit of the show, please understand that an event like that is huge, and cons are living, breathing animals. Some things do go wrong. That's not an excuse, that's just a fact of the matter, so we're going to do our best to end up to you with this experience right here. Cool? So it's not that that's not a smart thing, it's just in the process of space, we can't do that. So it is an unfortunate sort of like, I get it, but you can't get it. So that's the unfortunate balance that the show has to kind of figure out all the time. And they do a great job. Thanks so much for that. Experience with something like that, I totally get it. But understand that there was a lot of things in place that was trying to make that the best as possible, and they were doing their best. I promise you that. I promise you. Absolutely. But thank you for sharing. Thank you for being comfortable enough to share that. That's important. That is important. So yes, I think we're still good. Listen, they're probably transforming right now. Oh my goodness. One of the things that I think is super important is the matter of inclusivity that we try to provide here at MegaCon. So if we could give a shout out to our ASL team. They're on their way. They are rolling out. Awesome. I'll tell you, okay, this is like a big favor here. Does anyone have any Transformer toys on them right now?
Oh, not right now.
Do you really? Like,
not right now.
They were signed. I have been wanting to. Who doesn't like Bumblebee? You serious? You are like my best friend right now. So this is what I've always wanted to do. I've never done it. I've had the great fortune of moderating this shit before. But I wanted to like literally lay on the floor with like an Optimus in America. Look at this! Make some noise for my new friend here! So yeah, I just want to like lay on the floor and as they're talking, just pretend like I have that. You guys might begrudge me if I did that. Would you like just lay down right here? I'm gonna do that.
No shit.
I want it. Like you'll see it in my face. Look, the mask right there. That's what I'm talking about. That's
this too.
I love it. I love it. Put this right here. Yeah. Bumblebee, how you doing?
We can't talk.
You know I love you, right? Come on, like, how many of you guys are like day one, 1984 Transformer fans? We're talking 40 years. Like, how magical is that? No, not over. We're seasoned and established, okay?
Oh, wow.
That's the season part. Yeah, that's it. Well, no, 40 years of this amazing thing. Say what? Yeah, we do. Listen, we were born of this, okay? Full of sterner stuff. Like, that's what it is. Our energon is high. And, I got preferences for dating. I'm like, let's go. Come on. I'm a geek through and through. It's going to be amazing. They really have, right? I mean, Scooby-Doo. Okay, so I'm going to go backstage. Next time you guys see me, I will be bringing a Peter and Frank out here. We're going to do a hard 30 minutes with you guys right into the questions. Okay, we're going to bounce back and forth. Okay, I'm actually going to ask, can we cap the lines right here? Okay, I apologize if you come up with something. But just for the sake of time, I don't know that we'll be able to get to what we have. So can we cap the line right here? All of you that are in the back, the very last ones, if anyone tries to jump up, say, listen, we're capped out. Can y'all do that for me? All right, we're going to make sure we get through this as quickly as possible. And sometimes they have like a little thing that they do at the end, so we want to make sure that there's enough time for that too, okay? All right, I will be back. Next time you see me, they'll be right behind me, all right?
Tell
me. What was it about?
Tell me, friend.
I'd like to hear that question because I already have
it. It was clear. We've been fighting Americans for decades. My family's been fighting them for centuries.
Is that your son?
No.
No.
No. That one belongs to me.
Not very much.
I found the
stuff. Maybe I should be here. Deal with this promise. Send the sources.
Hey, Mama.
See possible futures all at once.
Oh, Chris, come on.
No, you can be the emperor.
But I do see the way.
Imagine Chris from walking in the sky. I'll get Timothy Solomon.
Wow.
This is a form of power that our world has not yet seen. The ultimate power.
Watch out now. I'll love you as long as I breathe.
You'll never lose me as long as you stay who you are.
Consider what you're about to do before the train is
MegaCon! Time has arrived! Make some noise, show some love for Mr. Peter Cullen and Frank Buffer! Forgive us, we are on a tight schedule. We're gonna have to clear the room and do some craziness. Is your mic not on? Is that not working? Check. Oh no, that's working. Of course it's working.
So if we're on a tight schedule, we should talk faster?
No, I'm not gonna say anything.
Yesterday.
Come on, Jesus, though. What we are gonna do is we're gonna throw things right to your fans because they are eager to ask you some questions. So we're gonna start on this side, we're gonna bounce back and forth. Let's go. How are we doing today?
Hello, my name is Jake, and I want to just say I grew up with you guys, with Peter being, of course, Optimus and Eeyore.
Absolutely.
And then Frank, well, you have literally the whole library. I grew up with you with Animaniacs. I grew up with you in Tiny Toons, and also all the other shows, especially Scooby-Doo as well. Which also now brings me to my main question for you, Frank. Since you've been around since the very beginning of Scooby-Doo, and since you was Harry, the voice of Scooby, and you've been Fred for so long, what was it like working with Scooby's original voice actor, Don Messick?
That's a great question.
Don Messick was a master. As you know, Don and Dawes Butler literally did all the voices out of Hanna-Barbera, and that's, you know, what was my birthplace. And Don was just incredible. I mean, if you look at Dawes and Don, all of the main characters that Hanna-Barbera put out was either one or the other. So I met this Don as a mentor and a very good friend, and we traveled actually doing work together, which is kind of unusual in our business. But he was a trip. He was a great guy and such an inspiration. And just when you watch him, you couldn't help but soak up. In fact, I'll show you one. This is a Don Messick thing that I will admit, and I've been very bad, I've taken credit for it. It's totally unlikely, right? Mm-hmm. But this is one thing that Don taught me that is really great, and a lot of actors do this, and I always help some of the on-camera people that come in to do this sound. And they'll say, okay, we need you to talk underwater. And so they go, they can't figure it out, they'll try and drink water. And Don says, just do this. Hi, my name is Victor Humo.
Genius!
And you're underwater.
There it is.
Well, you need to wash your hands before you do that.
Or don't.
Or don't. No. Wait. There are exceptions. There are exceptions to the rule. When you run into somebody who's supremely talented,
yes,
they can do it without their finger. That would be Mr. Cohen.
Thank you very, very much.
Oh my God, that is great.
That was incredible. He like blew gimbals to do that. Did you see that? It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Thank you so very much. We got a question on this side. Hello.
Great question.
To be the voice of Optimus and Megatron, what is that like?
An adventure.
You're gonna make me cry, yo.
Do you know what a thrill it is to be next to this guy when he's doing that voice in the studio? I mean, there was times when they go, Frank, you're lying. And I'm just sitting there listening to Peter. Okay, Frank, your turn. It's a very good question. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Wonderful question. Thank
you. Hello.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Yes. You both probably remember me. I did the photo op of you an hour ago. So, to Frank Welker, I know you voiced the character of Big Time Beagle in the original DuckTales show. You didn't really appear in the 2017 reboot. Would you have liked to?
I am so steamed. Yes, I definitely would. And it's so funny you mention that because the other day, I was thinking about how much fun that show was in Big Time Beagle, and I think I did like two or three of them. It's like, you know, it's this guy, and he said, come on, you. And then, yeah, that was Baggy and all these guys, and it was so much fun to do. Yes, so I very much missed that, and I was disappointed that I didn't hear from him. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Peter?
What?
I just wonder if you were disappointed, and I was disappointed. We're like one, two.
Hello, friend. How are you doing?
My name is Joseph, and it's always such a pleasure to have the two of you here at MegaCon.
Absolutely.
And my question is for the both of y'all. What has been y'all's favorite live-action Transformers movie so far?
Mm-hmm. Your favorite live-action Transformers movie? That's a good choice. That's my favorite, too. I like that one, too. That's my favorite.
Oh, man, that's hard. I don't know. But, I'm a Generation One guy, so.
That's right.
You know, and you do a movie, and where's Max?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Frank? Yeah, a lot of ups and downs, and but quite frankly, you know, watching it in a big theater with a lot of people, one of them was so loud, I got a headache. But for the most part, I enjoy watching it on television, in a big screen TV.
That's right.
Rather than going to see it in a movie. The movie, you're all over the place. And Michael Bay loves to blow up things, you know. So there's always an explosion. Oh, yeah. So I enjoyed, I think, Revenge of the Fallen.
Okay, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Like, it's awesome to see those characters both in 3D on the big screen.
Absolutely. 100%. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Raven. Again, big fan. I've known him since at least the 90s show or Generation 1 and 2, Transformers Prime and everything. One of my questions is,
Thank you.
If Optimus Prime or Megatron were to team up for a day, kind of for the newer show, what kind of a mischief do you think you'll be up to, if any?
What kind of mischief?
Yeah.
You think Optimus Prime would get up to mischief?
If I had anything to do with it, he would. I think Optimus Prime, as a kid, would have been in a lot of mischief.
Well,
kind of like me. Just name a subject and I would be in trouble with it.
That's fair.
Well, but if we were in trouble together, what kind of mischief would we be in? I would probably be selling Energon on the black market.
Wow.
we got families to support him.
Hey, man, your spark looks a little low. He's Energon. That's so bad. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Connor, and you've done this for so many years doing Optimus Megatron. Do you have any particular favorite memory or line you've done over the years?
We can save the line, but we'll hold the line.
I was just noticing how embarrassing that was. You were talking over there with a beautiful question, and I was looking over here.
No, that's...
I never said Megatron was, all a full deck, like. And I didn't even get the question, I was just being so embarrassed. You have... Oh, the line! Well, there's several. Peace through tyranny.
Yes!
Till all are one. Heroic nonsense. But the comet shall stand, one shall fall. Peace is the light of all sentient. Away your life so recklessly, needlessly. Yours was better. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Frank, thank you for Scooby-Doo, that was my childhood. And Peter, thank you for Optimus Prime, that was great inspiration. So much so that your story of how you got the voice inspired me for the character I'm writing in my book, Amos. But my question is, was there a scene, line, or character you played that affected you so deeply you had to stop for a while and process it because it hit you so hard emotionally?
Might have been that one, sorry. Well, it's just when we were sitting in reading for the film, and we were reading the script, going pages, we were sitting next to each other, and of course we always talk about things as we're going along reading, and Peter's just, Frank, proofreading me.
What page are you on?
11.
Which one?
11.
Oh, 17, I'm on 17. I'm getting whacked.
Holy moly.
That's it.
Oh, hold the phone.
I went to the... Nothing. I don't come back. That's it. What did I do? Who did I PO off? What happened?
We're jesting now, but seriously?
In that moment, it was shocking. Because we had done this whole show together for, I don't know how many seasons.
Three or four seasons, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I had no idea that that was coming. So that was extremely shocking.
Yeah.
Indeed. And for the fans, yeah, exactly.
Shocking the word.
I think that because of you guys, that quickly changed, and Peter came back, and the rest is history.
Yes!
Thank you, thank you. Okay, I gotta give you guys the five minute warning, I'm sorry guys. Hello.
Hi, my name is Bryce. Peter and Frank, I actually had a question about the live action films. Frank, I know you haven't been Bumblebee or Rise of the Beasts, but how would you guys feel about like doing the next film together, like as part of the cast?
Absolutely. I want you to know, though, that you know, maybe that hasn't happened yet, but I am very thrilled, and I feel very honored, and I think that it shows that the powers to be are finally getting hit, because they named this entire convention.
That was brilliant. Thank you. Hello.
Hi there. My name's Logan. My question is, over the many, many, many different iterations that you, the both of you, have of Optimus and Megatron, have voiced and acted as, which one for each of you was your individual favorite?
Can you pick a favorite?
Well, I think really we both love G1.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that was the baby in the mothership.
Mm-hmm.
But Transformers Prime. We both really liked that. So we got to work together again, and we had a cast that was outrageously funny and talented. And the shows were good, and it was beautiful. And we got to do more with our expressions because the CGI animation. It was just a great show. I hope they do that. A full-length feature would be great.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hey, Frank, maybe Peter, John here. You probably saw me earlier with my humongous tattoo that I had on my Wi-Fi issues. But I had the chance of still work at the Transformers of the Ride attraction for a couple years, so I heard your voices constantly for 8 hours every day. But my question is, when you signed up for these roles in the early 80s, they were just basically cartoon robots based on the toy. But what was your motivation to keep voicing these characters after they became so iconic?
Any particular motivation? Besides the check, of course.
Well, apart from enjoying the hours working together in the studio, which was incredible and a great incentive by itself, it was a time where we didn't have any feedback, and there was no conscious awareness of fandom. We didn't have fan mail, and we weren't recognized as being on camera. You would be, but no. This was very, very under the rug kind of thing. It came for me and went, in a couple of years, but there's nothing that really sticks out in my mind other than the fact that we had a ball. We enjoyed each other's company, and we had so much inspiration coming from each other. And at the very beginning, it was really inspirational, it was. You're meeting people you've never met before, and you go, wow, woo. Working with Frank, my God. How did you do that? Of course, he can do that all the time.
But yeah, we had, I think, that great group of people in the original show that were brought me all this new stuff that was so unique and different, and as Peter said, you know, we became a family and appreciated each other's help, and we were just working. We didn't know that, you know, this would happen. And so I'm sorry for those who didn't get a chance to really experience it.
Right.
But it's been a great experience.
Thank you so much.
Guys, I'm so sorry.
That's exactly why I'm stopping them.
I apologize. We can't take any more questions. We have something special planned for y'all. So don't go nowhere just yet. You're going to want to watch this. I can talk a little more? I don't want to. I just want to wait and listen. Oh, you guys got it. Okay, we're getting into character. Okay, here we go. Yes. No, this is about to be an amazing experience. And I can absolutely say, speaking for all of you guys as well, we are so appreciative of everything that you brought to Transformers. 40 years this year. We're such great people. And it's about to get even better, though. Okay, here we go.
Thank you so much. We have done this before, and people seem to enjoy seeing Peter and I actually kind of working together, so we'd like to do this little scene for you. And it begins with Megatron, who walks in wearing glasses. You don't have to stand, but you can. So here we stand, leaders of the Autobots and Decepticons. We alone control the future of this planet and the universe beyond. Optimus, we can share the power and the destiny of all that lies before us.
Megatron, it is not power I seek. I wish only to protect this planet. I want no harm to come to these humans.
You fool! Why throw away your life so recklessly? With Energon from the Earth and combining our troops, we can rebuild Cybertron. The entire universe awaits us.
I will not endanger the Earth or its humans. Cybertron has shown us what devastation comes from greed and power.
Then you will forever be my enemy. No one will stand in my way.
Megatron, one shall stand and one shall fall.
So be it. Power through tyranny!
I will never give up hope that one day we will all stand as one. Until then, till all are one. Autobots, roll out! Yeah!
All right. Well, that was our lovely Transformers panel. Anne-Marie, did you actually enjoy the panel? I know you're not a Transformers fan, but at least did you get anything out from the panel?
I mean, it's always nice to hear stories, regardless of whether or not you're a super fan.
That's pretty good. For me, overall, I really enjoyed it. Some of the questions were, as I stated before, interesting. Yeah, I'm glad I stuck with the question that you helped me, kind of work out. But all in all, it was really a great time. I think I really had a great day overall. Maybe a little bit. No, I really had a spectacular day. But yeah, most likely, hopefully, we'll get to do MegaCon next year. Now that my schedule will be a little bit more convenient. But I think that'll do it for this week's show. Yeah, I think so too. Don't forget, you can visit us at CFSAS.com, where you can email the show. You can follow us on X at Central FLSAS. You can follow us on Blue Sky at the same handle, since now Blue Sky is completely open for everyone. And don't forget to subscribe to us up on our YouTube channel. We're still working on the videos for My Name is Earl, and we'll also get that Transformers panel up as well. We're also working on a kind of like a newly updated Happily Ever After video that we shot literally yesterday or last night when you're listening to this. That really came out well, and maybe I might be uploading the Tron because we got to ride Tron. We'll be uploading video of that as well, and that might be a future show, so definitely stick around. Anne-Marie, do you got any parting words?
Goodbye, Anne-Marie.
I guess that is it. So long, and have a magical week, everybody.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody
gets left behind
or forgotten.